I'm Raleigh James in 4G, and producer Jasmine is the reason this show is together. Yes, she, believe me, I'm sitting here wondering where I am, and she is booking terrific guests, and my thanks to her for all of that, and engineer Adam, who keeps me straight and on the air. So you got a pretty good show, despite me, tonight. And then, of course, on Monday, you've got G again, so all's good. But so here we are in the middle of the pandemic, and we're talking about, well, you can come out now, as of Tuesday anyway, in Chicago, and you're looking forward maybe to summer activity. Well, when you think about it, there's probably no better way to physically distance than boating. DiscoverBoating.com is the website, and Ellen Bradley joins us. Thanks, Ellen.
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted to learn about this because, you know, until I looked at Discover Boating, and by the way, kudos to that website, because when you get there, like most sites today, you haven't noticed that there are cookies, but you actually have a selection there where you can just say, don't store them, and they don't. It's simple as can be, and I was really impressed by that, so good going.
Good.
Yeah, but as I say,
that
until
was intentional. We figured that would help people.
It's great because most places, you know, it's click here and find out what we're going to do, even though you don't want us to. And maybe there's one thing you can opt out of if you read the fine print. And this was just easy as all get out. So greatly appreciated for that, and of course also appreciated that I didn't really think about it. I don't know. I guess I'm not much of a boater to think that this is the perfect activity for physical distancing. Obviously, if you've got somebody else on the boat or the watercraft with you, you're going to want to make sure that, you know, it's an immediate family member and you are otherwise physically distancing. But this is a great idea.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one thinking that. A lot of non-boaters are having that realization. I mean, as a boater, I mean, boating has always been a great way to connect with your loved ones and spend time outdoors and escape the stress on land. And in this environment that we're all facing, it's a really ideal way to do all that while being socially distant and really being able to control your own environment, which I think a lot of us are really looking for, right? I mean, you want to be able to control who you encounter, where you go, and be able to take care of your family and maintain all those safety precautions that are important right now.
I would think no matter what craft you're on, 6 foot distance is probably going to be certainly more than that. That's not even an issue. You don't really even have to think about it. Even on some fairly crowded waters, the likelihood that you're going to be in someone else's personal space is almost nil with this.
Yeah, and you're outdoors too on top of it. So you're out in the fresh air and you're able to exactly be at your own speed and stay your distance from others. And what's great is too, a lot of the marinas and harbors are providing a lot of really great going the extra mile in terms of providing safety measures and making people feel comfortable and safe, not only to protect the boaters, but to also protect their own employees and really provide a great experience. And one of the interesting things, too, is that we're finding a lot more people turning to boating, not just because of the great way to social distance, but, I mean, a lot of summer vacations have been canceled. There aren't camps happening this summer or sports leagues. And so people are turning to themselves thinking, what are we going to do all summer, especially families? I'm a mom myself, and being the idea of being indoors with my kids all summer has had me brainstorming a lot of what can we do, where can we go, and boating has really provided that solution.
Yeah, as I say, I don't have a lot of experience with boating, but I had a buddy who was a tournament bass fisherman, and he always had his little fleet of Ranger bass boats, and I was just amazed at how fast these things would go on the water and how great it felt. I was telling one friend, I said, man, these boats, I swear they're going 60 miles an hour, and the person looked at me and said, how fast did the bass go? I said, no, it's not. It's not that. But regardless, it was, even though I'm a non-fishing person, it was an awful lot of fun. And so when we're talking boating, we're talking everything from, you know, speed boats, cigarettes and Donzies, to personal crafts, to boats that can hold a lot of people. And so there is a regulation now that you can't have more than 10 on your boat, correct?
That's correct. The state of Illinois just announced that. And actually, that's the most people you can have on your boat. But even depending on the size of your boat, if you have, and they have it on their website, but some boats actually you can only have up to 6 people. So it really depends on the size of your boat. If you have a larger boat, you can have up to 10 people. But they really want you to make sure that you're, even if you're with your close family and friends, to have room for people and to be safe.
One of the resources that you've mentioned is ChicagoHarbors.info for updates on boating access within in the cities. And that was something that was interesting to me as well, because, again, with my limited bass fishing experience, there was no such thing as somebody was controlling access. You just got on the lake. It was that that simple. But I assume that in populated areas like Chicago, absolutely the park district has to determine when the marinas will open. So what have they been doing? What are they saying?
Yes. So in the state of Illinois, for the most part, you can get out on the water, and Chicago is unique. Now, the state of Illinois just announced that, so it's effective this weekend. And in most harbors around the state, you can get on the water. I know people up even in Waukegan have, the marinas up there have been seeing business really booming because Chicago has been much more limited, and we're still waiting to find out when the harbors in Chicago will open. The mayor has announced that she'll be kicking off the phase 3 reopening next week, and we expect with that announcement we'll learn more about when the harbors might open. And when that happens, you know, one of the things that we're really making sure that people are aware of is to be conscientious if you're a boater, and to really follow the guidelines so that you're not only being safe, but that you're providing a safe experience for all other boaters across the city. And that's going to be really important, to make sure that not only we get the harbors open, but that we respect the guidelines, and we're all being responsible.
How about boat rentals? How available is that? Do any of the local marinas offer that?
They do, and yeah. So for people who don't own a boat or who aren't maybe ready to get into boat ownership, there are a lot of really wonderful rental options around the city and around the state. And a lot of, actually, I don't know if you're familiar with boat clubs, but those are another great option that have really started to pop up around the country over the last few years. And essentially, it allows you to pay a membership fee, and you can get access to a variety of different boats. And they take care of a lot of the maintenance. They provide all the access for you, and they work with the schedules with you and all the other members. And it's a really great way to try boating and learn about the boating lifestyle. And you can find, there's a couple companies in Chicago, Freedom Boat Club and Carefree Boat Club. They both have locations here in the city and around the state as well, and in Michigan and Wisconsin too. So it's a really accessible way to get on the water, and you'll also find a lot of rentals on our website, discoverboating.com. You can pop in your location and find everything from rentals to boat clubs, and there's even an option called peer-to-peer boating, where if you're a boat owner and you want to allow somebody else to use your boat, that's a possibility too. There's a company called Get My Boat that's a great organization that offers that.
Yeah, discoverboating.com is great. I was just looking at all the brands and the manufacturers and all the opportunities to rent, because, you know, that's one of the old jokes about, you know, having a big boat is like having a hole in the ground where you just drop money into it. You wonder how many people are actually using the boat. So I would hope that if you don't know or you haven't done it, that you would probably want to rent before you ever considered buying.
Yeah, I mean, most people definitely want to go out on the water and go boating before they actually buy a boat. And it's an investment in what we like to think, in memories. And I think that's one of the things right now in particular, is just being able to create those kinds of memories in this environment is a really special opportunity. And I think what's also been great, too, for a lot of people who are boaters and who are well aware of this, and for people who aren't boating yet, it's a great mental and physical health benefit. I mean, a lot of the research that we've done and that we've partnered with other organizations on, you can learn about this on our website too. I don't know if you've ever heard of the book Blue Mind, but it's a great book that talks about the mental and physical health benefits of being on, in, or near water. So boating is certainly falls into that category. And I know when I get out on the water, it's like I instantly forget that I've got a bunch of deadlines or that I'm stressed out about other things going on. And it's a really great way, especially in this environment, to de-stress.
Probably everybody is relatively near water now, especially in Chicago. You've got Lake Michigan, but I assume Lake Michigan, by virtue of what it is, has certain advantages but real disadvantages to boating as well. Tell me about best options for boating on something as big as Lake Michigan.
It depends on where you are, certainly. So in Chicago, there are rental and club options at Belmont Harbor, at Montrose Harbor, at 31st Street Harbor. Most of the harbors they're not just places where you can keep your boat if you're a boat owner. They're places where you can access boating as someone who's interested in renting or joining a club. And as you are probably aware, too, the Chicago River has really undergone a lot of development over the last couple of years, and there are some rental and club options down there as well in the Streeterville area. And then if you go up to the Fox Lake area, there are still ways on the northern part through Waukegan of ways to get on Lake Michigan. And then you'll find places over in Indiana and Michigan as well. That's where Carefree Boat Club and Freedom Boat Club have their locations, as well as there are a lot of rental spots. And I will say, because of so many people looking to get into boating this summer, it's definitely a good idea to call ahead and start on your research now, so that you can get on the list for some of these rentals and boat club options.
I assume with the rental locations, particularly those that are commercial, that are in business for this, they're very mindful of what they have to do to sanitize the vessels between riders. But the other thing about boating, of course, is, you know, you have to wear a lot of, at least certainly a lifesaver, some protective gear that's going to be basically on your body. Are there any regulations at this point for that to make sure that you're not inadvertently infecting yourself?
You know, whether you're renting or whether it's your own boat, it's always a good idea to bring your own equipment to sanitize the boat. And you're going to want to make sure that the equipment that you're using, particularly if it's any kind of sanitation cleaning materials, you're going to want to make sure that isn't going to harm the boat. There are some bleach products that could damage the boat itself. So you're going to want to check that. And then when it comes to the life jackets and other gear that might be shared, yeah, you're going to probably want to wipe that down if other people have used it, if it's not your personal life jacket. I know that there are even a lot of boaters. I mean, typically you bring cups and drinking ware when you're going out, and you're like, oh, wait, is that my cup? And so a lot of people are making sure that they're writing their names on it. People are really getting creative and making sure that they're thinking about all the different things that they encounter when they're on the water. And for the most part, for boaters, it's usually they're in this type of environment. They're out there with their immediate family. But when you're in that rental environment or that boat club environment, while they're doing a lot of, they're going the extra mile to clean the boats after every use, and they're doing everything from, they've adopted their businesses to where you don't even really have to interact with any of their staff. It can all be done on an app or online. So before you go, you set everything up. You can pay for everything on the phone. You can tip them on your phone, on your app. So it's really a completely touchless experience from that standpoint. But then you're definitely going to want to bring your own equipment and anything that you would do in any other environment. If you want to have a mask or gloves and whatever makes you feel comfortable, you're going to want to do that and certainly follow the CDC guidelines.
So far, we've been talking about what are essentially day trips. Are there opportunities? The big thing here where we are is renting a houseboat for a week on Lake Powell, for instance. Are there opportunities to do that?
Certainly around the country, there definitely are. I don't know. In Chicago, there aren't a lot of options for that unless you're a boat owner. I mean, if you've... Yeah. A lot of the harbors here in Chicago, people spend their summers down there on their boats and have their neighbors or their dock mates. But, yeah, around the country in certain spots, you can absolutely rent boats and spend overnight, do overnight trips. And what we're also finding is a lot of boat owners are trailering their boat and they're going camping or finding local waterways and turning that into a summer getaway.
Yeah. Ellen Bradley, discoverboating.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, good idea. And like I say, never had thought about it, but now I am.